Okay, so I'm just going to talk a little bit now about like helpful attitudes. So as you get deeper and deeper and deeper into the practice and deeper and deeper and deeper into the understanding of yourself, deeper and deeper into the contemplation of the mystery of your own being, it becomes simpler and simpler and simpler. Everything becomes very, 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 very simple. And you start to be able to navigate within yourself, not in your mind and your thoughts and your ideas about it all, but through a feeling experience of an actual transformation that's going on within you. And it becomes more and more simple. And as you become more and more innocent, you become more and more surrendered to this living truth within you, you become a witness of something quite wonderful occurring. And then your only responsibility is to maintain, if you're doing the inner work, the only responsibility then is to maintain the right kind of attitude facing out into the world so the energy can flow through you. And the secret to becoming truly alive and really empowered and really healthy is this circuit. So the spirit within us, which is a spirit of love, is trying to flow out into the world and express itself out there for the highest good of all, for the benefit of others. That's naturally what life's trying to do. And so if we get into self-empowerment or personal empowerment stuff or self-healing, all that stuff for our own selfish purposes, and we isolate ourselves somewhat from sharing the gifts of ourselves with the world, then we self-destruct. We break down because the energy is getting trapped within us and it's not flowing out. So one of the easiest things to do just when you're moving around is have an attitude of mercy. An attitude of mercy, the eyes of mercy, and an attitude of which is compassion. And as we do it allows us to extend kindness just within our vision, because the ego has a default, and that default basically is judgment and projection. So the ego is always assuming it knows what's going on from its own viewpoint. And from that viewpoint, it will judge, categorize, and project some kind of judgmental perspective onto other people. And it's completely different to mercy. Mercy is just extending forgiveness towards everyone. So this Ho'oponopono attitude of, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank you. You can extend that out to other people, and you can look at everyone with mercy and have compassion for other people. And it doesn't matter whether they're good people or bad people, or they're doing good things or they're doing bad things, or you like them or you don't like them, or none of that matters. What matters is that you are liberating yourself all the time from the dysfunction of being stuck in the normal waking state and the 2% or less of the experience of yourself that's happening. So the thought patterns that go with the normal waking state, with the body consciousness, with the personality, with the ego, there's a certain attitude that goes with that. So we have to be proactive. Just like alternate nostril breathing switches off the sympathetic response and turns on the parasympathetic, so we have to be proactive with our attitude. We have to turn off the judgment by extending the compassion, extending the mercy, because that's what we're designed to do. And as we do that, the energy of our own spirit, the spirit of life, can flow through us, and it makes you feel way better. It makes you feel way better. It makes your life go a lot smoother and a lot easier. Relationships become a lot healthier, and you don't get the karmic backlash of judging and projecting, assuming, expecting, and all this stuff, which prevents an energy, the energy flowing in the most magical way. You see? So that's one of the keys is having mercy, literally being merciful with your gaze. And it talks a lot about this in different scriptures. Compassion obviously is huge in the Buddhist, and there's a beautiful meditation, the metta practice, where you're actually absorbing, imagining that the whole world is in your heart, and you're absorbing the suffering of every being in that world and radiating out compassion. So that's a beautiful practice, that is. And just A Course in Miracles talks about extending mercy. If you If you look with the eyes of mercy into life, life will be merciful to you. Yeah. But what we're looking at is, conflict, war, competition, greed, the destruction of nature and all the rest of it. Yeah. But it's all a reflection of the, decades and generations of ego-centered behavior based on selfishness and judgment. Yeah. And being in denial of our own, divine potential, this other 98% that lives inside of us. Yeah. People accepting, social norms and status quo and what the governments tell them and what education says and all this conditioning and programming, yeah, that makes everyone miserable and diseased. People accept that, it's life. It's not life at all. It's the ego's pathetic counterfeit version of reality. There's a abundant life available, amazing, wonderful, extraordinary reality available. And in order to experience that within this world, you have to proactively switch off all the things that have been programmed and conditioned into you, the patterns that you're running, and turn on something much, 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 much more powerful. And these are all little strategies to do that.